This episode is brought to you by The Waxing Guide, a true guide to get you through all of your waxing needs. And I am so excited to bring you a really special class happening right now. In the show links below, you can give it a good click and it will take you into a free master class called Time is Money, where I teach you, the soft wax instructor, how to take control of your finances through Brazilian waxing. If you are somebody who is doing 20 minutes, 35 minute, 45 minute Brazilian waxing, you're somebody who struggles with technique and really having those ultimate struggles from Brazilian waxing, and you want to learn how to make 3 to 4 times your income in your business, then this is a class for you. Like I said, it's completely free to take. And I suggest getting on it because it is limited time and it also comes jammed packed with bonuses that you will never see again. Like I said, check it out in the show notes below. And I am so excited for you to get your hands on this masterclass. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Waxing Podcast, where we are doing 10-minute-ish episodes. And of course, we have Mackenzie here with the Wax Room AZ.
Hello. Welcome back to myself and to you guys.
You know what I laugh about is that if people are watching this like on Spotify video, or if they're watching this on YouTube, that they're going to be like, wait, they're in the same outfits. Because guys, we are knocking these topics off.
What's that word? You stack your content, or like, what is that?
Batch content.
Batch your content. We're batching right now. Okay.
Mackenzie and I are thinking smarter, not harder. And also, you and I would go 1,000 miles per hour anyway. So we were like, let's keep this constructive and let's just pick a morning where we can talk about like 4 topics. And that's it. That's what we're doing, which is, I'm actually having a lot of fun doing, by the way.
I know. I think it's working out really well. I think it's been great so far.
This is why I picked you. Because I know you would keep me in line. Okay. In today's episode, I feel like, because, you know, these episodes are going to come out like towards the beginning of the year. And so I think it's important to talk about setting your intentions on what makes you become a good esthetician. And I think we all leave esthetician school, pass in the board and the exams, and then you're like given the wings as a bird and you fly. And what you do in that journey in the sky is up to you.
Yep, it is.
Which can be really hard and intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. I wish in school, and you may have had a different experience, but they didn't really teach resources and places to go to for continuing education.
I feel like my program was like absolutely amazing, but I don't think they really touched on like continuing education. It probably was brought up, but not like in a sense that it is, I think, getting bigger and bigger that everyone's starting to talk about. Like, you got to continue your education. There's so many new products, modalities, techniques, services, and things like that. So.
Yeah, it's funny too, because when I was in school, which is like 100 years ago, I feel like now, like, people that listen to the podcast that are in school are such in a different place. I can only imagine, dude, there's probably some really cool Gen Zs in school right now.
I'm sure there are. Yeah.
Listening to me being like, this grandma with a knit sweater on right now is teaching me what to do.
Yeah, a lot of them kind of do beat to their own drum. So if you're kind of listening to this and kind of like, you know, disagreeing or whatever it is, like questioning, I think that's good.
Yeah. So. And also, I've claimed it many times, I am not an expert. I just pulled out a camera and I pulled out a mic and I decided I was going to be the Waxing Podcast.
That's right. That's right.
Do not take my advice for anything beyond advice. No, but continuing education is going to be around forever. It's universal, no matter Gen Z, millennial, grandma like myself. You're literally going to need to continue your education in order to become the best version of yourself. And the reason why is because the industry is changing 24/7. I mean, think about laminations, perfect example. Like, where were those 12 or 10, 11 years ago?
Right.
Nowhere.
And I do feel like you will fall behind. Like, I feel like you will fall behind. I mean, I just own a full face and body waxing studio. When we've tried to do a few other type services like tinting and lamination and stuff like that, it just never felt right or like fit well. But I tried and I still wanted to like be in the know because I like saw so many people doing it. I'm like, okay, what is this? Like, I need to figure out what this is, because even if you don't offer a specific service, I'm pretty sure all of us can vouch for the fact that like clients will ask us about other services and like what we think. And it's like, you don't want to be like, oh, I don't know. Although it's honesty. If you don't know, tell them. But also it's like, it's also just good to be well-rounded and education wise. It's like doing full body. People would ask me about laser hair removal and what my thoughts were. And I feel like the last, like maybe like, cause I've been thinking about doing the laser stuff like the last 6 to 9 months. But like prior to that, I feel like I was starting to like not really know anymore about like, what do I know about laser? Because I feel like the information that I did know is kind of dated at this point, seeing other people in the industry with these like amazing new lasers that I'm just like shook by, like how they function and work and stuff. So, yeah, continuing education is important. And like, where do you go to find continuing education? Like, how would we find that?
I feel like there's levels to this, which is a good thing, because I feel like there's, that means that education is accessible to all. When there's levels to education, you can decide if you want to spend $50 or $1,500. I think that's really cool about our industry. Because when I graduated, I didn't have two sticks to rub together. I mean, I bartended and was an esthetician for a really long time until I could finally not need the income of bartending. So for me, I couldn't even think about spending more money on education when I didn't have that. So I always want to say like continuing education is so important, but it's also accessible. You just have to know where to go. So like, for instance, I would think and agree with, maybe let me know what you think, but like, I think the first tier of continuing education is finding the nearest trade show.
I was going to say YouTube.
Oh yeah. Well, we can start there. I think that's,
I mean, if we want to, really I feel like that's probably like the literal $0 and so many people put free education on there. Like literally, so you could find waxing tutorials. You could find literally anything you could think of. It's probably on there. The only thing with that is that for YouTube's free, obviously, unless you pay for the premium version, but also it's, you can't really tell if the person on there is credible or not. So that's like, true. That's probably the only like downfall to that. But that's, to me, that's neither here nor there, because it doesn't matter if you have been in the business for 10 years or 1 year and you guys are both taking the same class on like retaining clients. It's like, you could still pull something from that. Even if you've been in the business for X amount of years, you could still find something in that to take and apply to your practice. So, and it's free. Yeah.
So it's like, take it with a grain of salt. I mean, free information, I always say be happy with, because it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
You know, like the podcast is a perfect example of education. Cause it's like, you'll hear many, many stories from estheticians and what they do. But it's free. So take what you want from it. You know, I mean, I don't think, you know, you should literally apply things and, well, there's things that you can apply. It just depends. Everyone's
different. Yep. So I would start there. But yeah, and then trade shows.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, trade shows is a good one too, especially if you don't know anybody in the industry. You are face to face with brands that are there. So you can build that connection with the brands there. That does cost, but you can also, most places only have, like, you could do just an exhibit hall pass or whatever. But then they also
drive. And drive back. Like, you don't have to stay. That's why I said, find one closest to you, because again, like, that gets really pricey. Obviously you're going to New York, which we know from the last episode, and that alone, if you didn't spend your points, that is really expensive. So like, no one's saying like, go to Vegas your first year out of school. That's build up to that. But an exhibit pass is like sometimes $50. Floor is free.
Yeah. And that's all a tax write-off as well. So it's not like you'll never see that money again. But building your relationship with brands and getting out in front of people, asking questions that are there is, I think, really important too, just in general. And then, you know, aside from like trade shows and kind of going back to like the internet, it's like, who are you following online that inspires you and that you like? Because I can guarantee you they more than likely have some sort of free webinar or some sort of like education course through their link somewhere. And those, of course, can vary in prices just depending on like the person and like what the course is. And those are really great too. And you might not fully like the technique that they're doing, but you can definitely pull things from them, stuff like that.
Yeah. And I think too, that comes from just like following them and really trusting them through their content to then make the purchase.
Yeah.
Cause you will, estheticians, we're not all built the same, which is a good thing, but it's really cool when you actually find someone who you value their alignment with you, like you find the alignment within yourself in their content. Cause then you probably know you'll like their teaching style. So I think that's always really cool. But yeah, I would say YouTube podcast is number one, cause it's free. And that one's more like SEO friendly, where like you can kind of type in specifically what you're looking for. Whereas Instagram, it can get muddy because you're like, you know, you can't really be super specific there. You can with TikTok. TikTok's obviously a really great platform too. I always go there when I'm looking for like recipes and things like that. So same with waxing. Trade shows, because if it's close and local, for the most part. Plus brands give really great deals there. So my advice, if you're going for continuing education, get really acquainted with the lineup of classes. If you are specifically wanting classes, a lot of them are free with your pass, and then get acquainted where the booths are that you want to see, because it's a big place. And, go to them, talk to them, and see what they're doing at the show, because I can, I feel like shows are treated like Black Fridays.
Yeah, that's kind of a good comparison. Yeah.
Like you're not going to get that deal any time of the year until, unless you're there. So like map out. I'm really bad at that. I never map out. It's always the one thing I leave and regret. So map out exactly what you're doing and what classes you want to take and all of that. Third is, you know, obviously courses and training programs. You know, the best thing is to follow somebody that you think aligns well with your business and where you want to go, and ask questions if you want to ask questions with them. If they're a trainer or a course provider, I myself have one, the Waxing Guide. Mackenzie is a hard wax instructor. I will answer any questions you have. You will never bother me if you have questions about it. That is who you should be going to. You know, don't go to somebody who just put it on their bio to just like,
Make some money.
Like I have a girl right now who bought the Brazilian course, and she messaged me because she had a specific client issue where like the inner labia, which is usually like that harder Brazilian.
Yeah, it could be tricky.
It's tricky, and especially when you're new. Yeah. And she had like a specific question about what to do if A happens to be whatever. And I'm voice memoing her the entire time, and I'm asking her to update me in a week. Like, she was my person months ago, but I don't care. If you're a student, I'm going to continue to train you. I'm never, ever going to leave you hanging. That's what you should do with that.
I think also too, you have to look at continuing education as an investment, and you should be vetting the people that you are going to be buying a course from or thinking about buying a course from. You know, you can get all the free education you want from like we said, YouTube and podcasts or whatever. But if you're looking to make an investment and like really want to have kind of like that stamp of like, I got extra training by this amazing person, whatever, whoever that might be, like you really should vet them out and treat it as an investment. Just like you treated your aesthetic or cosmetology program. It's like, you didn't just willy-nilly decide to pick the program down the street from you. Maybe you did, but more than likely, you probably didn't. You probably toured 5 or 6 schools before you made your final decision based off of a lot of different reasons. So I just think that you also have to have that same mindset when it comes to continuing education.
I like that a lot. I remember hearing this one time where people talked about like exactly like, you know, you get what you're paying for. So when something is free, you know, it's information that you can decode to work for you.
Yeah.
when you get something that's like, you know, $0 to $500, they should be able to take you from like, and not really zero, maybe like, you know, $100 to $500. They should be able to take you from A to B. And then 500 and more, it should provide almost like a transformation. And I kind of like that because I'm like, because I'm like, you know, when I think about like the tiers of courses and like how much you pay, like, if you're paying this much money, like, and your promise should be going from A to B. But then going into the top tier, something that like McKinsey's level would be at is like traveling for education, doing continuing education by taking another program. This all is very expensive. However, it's important because McKinsey's now learned that, you know, investing equals an ROI that counts. And actually she can, you know, your investments will always lead to ROIs, but I think you have to tippy toe into investments before you just full out go, I believe in my ROI so much that I'm willing to spend thousands. Versus like 200.
And it's definitely risky too as an employer. I mean, obviously the girls that I'm taking to do this laser program, if you didn't hear in the, in one of the previous podcasts, but we're doing the laser program and bringing that into the studio. You know, one of them had questions. She's like, what are we going to, cause they did have to sign a contract because I'm the wax room is paying for it. And, they were like, what if this is like not going to be like what you think it is? Like they were questioning me. And I think that's totally acceptable and valid. At the end of the day, they have their own family and life to take care of. And so their concerns are valid. And at the end of the day, you don't know really like what it's going to be like. All I know is that we are going to work our absolute hardest to make it something. And like I've said before, it's like, there's no going down. There is only up. So that's kind of like my mindset about it. And because I've kind of gone through, I've kind of lived that kind of like thing with building the wax room, like there was no turning back kind of a thing, and seen it get successful, I know that like it can happen again and we could keep doing that. So, it's when you get to that higher level of continuing education, there is like a higher risk, but like it does higher pay risk, off.
Higher reward.
Exactly. I also was going to say, I was going to add to that, but I forgot.
It's okay. This may remind you because I was thinking too. Continuing education also usually should come from brands. So like if you're carrying a line, they probably have education ready for you because their goal is to not only sell you products, right? That's easy. Their goal is to keep you buying their products. And so if a good brand is a good brand, they're going to provide all the resources for you to be able to sell so that you come and replenish to them since you're technically the middleman. So like whatever wax you use, whatever, you know, care or body care you use or whatever you use, they should have some sort of resource or at least building resources. Like I know at Enso, right? We're a startup company. So we may not have what a $1 million company has, but we will like get there. Just make sure that the company's wanting to get there.
I would agree with that for sure.
It should be free, right? Like I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, some brands I've noticed.
I think it depends on like what the education is. If it's like literally going more in depth on like the ingredients in the product and like what it could or could not be used for, that should be free. Absolutely.
I agree with that. Product knowledge.
Yeah. If it's like something that's like, okay, like, I mean, actually I don't even know like what would be considered like something that they would have to pay for.
I know. Well,
really.
I will say like, I'll use Bright as an example because I know they do these summits. However, like you pay $1,500 or something, but you get the product worth.
Right. Yeah.
And then they teach you how to use it. It's like you get certified.
Right. Like you have
so that's different.
Yeah. I feel like that's different. Like, cause like Face Reality does that too. It's like,
exactly.
Like if there's a product that they carry that like cannot be used every single day that a client can't take home, it's like a professional back bar kind of product. Like that definitely should be like, if that's something that you as a provider like want to add into, that could be something that's paid for and like you go and take like their class and like you learn about the protocol, etc., whatever.
But like general knowledge, product knowledge, how to sell, you know, because that's not something we learn in school. Like all of that stuff should be provided by the brand.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense. I know, because I'm like, of course, tying Enso into everything at this point and like kind of being like, what do I want to do? But I feel like it should be tied in. Like I want to teach you how to use the product.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make you pay to learn that. That's different.
Yeah. It's like the manual. It's like when you buy a coffee machine, you get a fucking manual for it.
I agree.
you know? Even then, you could probably go to like the Nespresso website and still find like videos on there to like learn how to do things for free. So I feel like there should definitely be some free stuff. And there is lots of free stuff out there for continuing education. But I just think it's important if you are an esthetician, if you are a student, to understand and know that like there's more education that you have to do beyond school.
Almost immediately.
Yeah. And one thing too, like if you are someone that has employees, like if you're kind of in that same boat as me, I am making it more of an effort this year to provide to them more in-house continued education. That is like a goal that we are working on. And like, we already have two workshops set up. It's like, it's important to me as an employer that I also am providing them with continued education to help them feel like they're not stagnant and that they are continuing to grow here with us. So that is a big to-do for me this year with my team.
You know, advice that I have for anyone who has a team listening is if you are doing well with a brand, like you're replenishing your orders pretty frequently and you're spending good money, don't be afraid to reach out to an email that they have provided for you and ask them for virtual training for your team or in-person training for your team, or at least material of education for your team. Because I think a lot of brands are willing to do that, as or they should be. And I don't think people know that that's possible. Me working for Fur for as long
you
as
do
I
do know, yeah.
I know that they'll do that because they want you to succeed, because that means that they inevitably also, it's a win-win.
Yeah. I do want to do that too. I think I have thought about doing that as well. Maybe for Fur, I feel like we know those products really well that maybe not something, I feel like we could do something in-house with that, but like maybe even like the Zandyland getting,
and I know she would be probably so happy to.
Oh, yeah.
I love Faye.
I know. She's so sweet. So, but yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I really wanted to talk about continuing education because, you know, it's just one of those things where never look at continuing education as something that you have to do. Look at it as something you should be doing. And yes, continuing education costs money, but you should always take knowledge as a complete ROI. Positive to it. I don't know where I would be if I did not continue my education. And one of the goals I have this year is to actually spend like a little bit more than I did last year. Like I think that's always the goal, is to like up level just a little bit more in my budget. And continuing education can be a lot of things. So that was kind of the reminder, is like it could be shows, it could be through individuals, it could be YouTube. It could also be through like growth people. Like I've continued education on like money. You know what I mean? Like learning how to deal with my money better, or learning how to help my mindset. Like continuing education can go through so many different things in this industry. So
continuing education. Let us know what classes you guys have planned. If you have any continuing education planned already for the year, let us know what it is and what you're doing. Or if you guys need a little bit more help with that, let us know.
Yeah.
Send us a message.
Ooh, Mackenzie, you gave me a great idea. The next couple episodes I want to come out, I want to do a Q&A. I want to answer questions on here. I'm going to reach out to you guys. So expect a Q&A.
Yep. Based off these like first few episodes too, like let's just see like what we get back and stuff. Okay, cool.
We'll answer them. Answer them all. Bye, guys.
Bye.